going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
With the 31st pick in the 2025 NFL Draft, the Philadelphia Eagles select Jahad Campbell, linebacker, Alabama.
And so congrats to him. A long night in the green room ends with him being, you know, in Philly green. And, I mean, the guy who's 12th on your draft board.
Jahad Campbell and Eagle. Welcome on in. It's the Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Show Jill, you guys with us. 215-592-9494. Kyle Quinn behind the glass. A lot to do today as we react to the Philadelphia Eagles selecting a linebacker in the first round of the draft for the first time since 1979. Good morning, Hugh.
Good morning, Joe. Good morning, Philadelphia. I got a question. Why do some folks like to go to draft parties wearing other teams' jerseys, especially other teams in your division? To me, that's just like Crips going in blood neighborhoods flashing their colors, man. I mean, why would you do that?
Slightly less dangerous.
Well, you're right, but still, it's like, why are you here? This is a celebration for the Eagles pick.
Yep.
And I saw somebody in the thing last night had on a Chargers jersey, and one cat had the nerve to wear a Giants jersey.
I did see that, yep.
And I'm like, dog, why are you here? Like, this is an Eagles celebration, but you got your ass out your bed, off your couch on draft night when I'm pretty sure you could have found a place to you know, fellowship with Giants fans and watch y'all picks, but you brought your ass to the link.
Or watch it at home.
You know what I'm saying? Stay at home. Stay your ass at home. I don't understand that. I don't understand that at all. Why do people do that? Why do you come to the game? Why do people come to the game, say, during the season, wearing a jersey of neither team that is playing?
Yeah, that was weird.
What is your purpose?
People
somebody needs to explain. Somebody needs to explain that to me. Why not just go neutral? Like, we know,
like,
you're
Rob
not a,
Lowe when he wore the NFL hat.
You see what I'm saying? Just if you're not a fan of either team, that's fine. But why do you have to be that person and wear the jersey of nobody cares about the team that's not there?
I got you.
You see what I'm saying? One of y'all that do that, one of you people that do that, explain that to me.
Already, you
people. No, I'm serious. It's just bothersome.
I could tell. You're fired up.
You know, it's like you going to a Phillies game, and you're going to the Phillies and the Padres playing, and you got on a Marlins jersey.
First of all, why do you have a Marlins jersey?
No, I'm just saying, just or Dodgers, whatever.
Feels a little different than that for me.
But why are you wearing the jersey? You just want to show that you're a baseball fan?
Well, it's an NFL event, not an Eagles event.
Well, no, I'm just saying. What you mean it's an NFL event? What are you talking about?
The NFL draft is an NFL event.
It's an Eagles draft party.
He was speaking about the Eagles draft party.
Well, this is where they're located.
What are you talking about?
The person.
What are you talking about?
The Charger fan is located
Charger
in Philadelphia.
I don't give a damn. Well, go to a Chargers bar.
Maybe this person has no friends.
Go to a Giants bar.
Have you thought of that? They have no friends.
Well, no,
you
want attention.
They want.
I am a full believer.
Well, I guess you just gave it to them.
Oh, I guess. Touche.
You did.
They win.
Touche.
Yeah.
Nobody knows their name, though.
That's okay. Nobody knows their name. You know what name we know? Jihad Campbell.
Jihad
we know his name.
Jihad Campbell.
And how about this? If Jihad Campbell wasn't a very good football player, which he obviously is, maybe he would have shown up last night. You know why? He's a South Jersey kid. Timber Creek High School to IMG Academy to Alabama to the first round of the NFL draft. 215-592-9494. All right, let's talk today about our reaction to this. The Eagles trade up slightly, Hugh. I mean, a very, very slight trade up. From 32 to 31 to land Jihad Campbell, the linebacker out of Alabama, a very interesting player that I think if you put him in some sort of box, we're probably not doing it fair to him and to the Eagles, right? If you just call him a linebacker, it's not telling the full story.
He's a player. He's a baller.
And if you say he will be an edge rusher, I think he can be, might be, but that at this point is a projection. You know what? I don't know how we frame him. I don't know what we say about him, but I do know this. He was one of the best defensive players in the draft, one of the best defensive players in college football. And I got home last night and I couldn't fall asleep.
Yeah, because you're still processing what we saw. Yeah.
So I was watching a bunch of his highlights, right? And, you know, because obviously we've all watched Alabama games the last couple of years. They're always good. But I hadn't honed in on him, right? So I was honing in on him. Hugh, this kid's around the football every play. He is a really, really fast athlete, strong, big. Hugh, the more that I dove into him, because last night we were like, whoa, they took him. What do we think about this? Hugh, I love the pick. I mean, I think he has a chance to be a special player. Hugh, your reaction now that we are, you know, about 10, 11 hours since they made this pick. What's your feeling this morning on Jihad Campbell?
I like it. I like it a lot. And to your point, I went home last night, and I was trying to envision how they were going to use him. And, you know, I got a shout out to Broge. You know, he did the show after ours. And the excitement that he exuded over the airwaves, it was palpable. He's a funny guy, man. So I, you know, when he was talking about bringing all the sexiness to the pass rush and being able to do different things, I could see us running like a true 3-4. I know we line up in a 3-4 now, but I could see us being a true 3-4 team. You know, when you talk about N'Kobe Dean being out there, because I think how he went out of his way to express that N'Kobe Dean is still one of his guys. Now, you can take that with a grain of salt.
Yeah, I'm taking it with a grain of salt.
Well, you can, because, you know, there's an injury history there. But I think that there's an opportunity when I look at the depth chart for there to be four, like with Nolan Smith, Jihad Campbell, N'Kobe Dean, and Zach Bond out there on the field. Because right now, when you look at it, when you look at potentially how it's projected, and what he potentially brings to the table, you have four, five guys on the field at any time that have pass rush ability. And I'm putting Jalen Carter in that mix too, because you're talking about Nolan Smith. We saw what he could do. Zach Bond has pass rush ability, even though he's playing off-ball linebacker.
Sure, yep.
Bryce Huff. And Jihad Campbell.
Don't do that.
Maybe Azeez Ojulari, but my point is this. You have guys out there that you could put on the field. You could put four linebackers on the field, and you still have a chance. Like, you know, everybody's talking about with Jeremiah Trotter Jr., he might have a chance. He still might be in the play, in the mix for this. Because right now, as I look at this depth chart, right now, on paper, the strength of this team is your linebacking core. Like, those are the guys that, you know, if you had to line up in a true traditional 3-4, that's what it kind of looks like. Now, I know we still have the draft and we're going to get some other players, but as of today, I see Jihad Campbell on the field when he gets healthy, because, you know, that's one thing. He's not healthy yet, but he's getting healthy. I can see us having four linebackers on the field.
Well, you know, a couple things hit me in. 215-592-9494. You mentioned linebackers here, right? It's stunning, the transformation of the Eagles in the last year of how they build their team. I mean, it's stunning. I mean, this is not a pick that the same player, same kid. They wouldn't have made this pick 2 or 3 years ago. They just wouldn't have. And two things stood out to me. One, the Fangio influence here is significant. I mean, we were doing the draft show last night, and Hugh, we were watching the screen in front of us, right? NFL Network was on, so we could see when they're about to make the pick. And you see the little celebration in the draft room. And then I think the four of us last night realized it was defense because Fangio was there, right? Fangio was right next to Howie, and they're all smiles. This is the Fangio influence. Look what he did with Zach Bond. Zach Bond was a journeyman kind of guy, right? A one-year deal. And he turned him into an all-pro kind of player. Now you get, to me, this is like a souped-up version of that. You get a guy that is versatile like Bond, but he's more talented. He's a first-round pick, more athletic. So I think the Fangio influence is there. I think it shows how Howie has changed over the years.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy.
This is Today.
And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
When things are tough, we talk about it. When there's something to figure out, we dig into it. And when there's joy, we celebrate it.
Because today is where it's all happening. We get the best start to every morning because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and Craig Melvin weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
I mean, the Eagles aren't beholden to this. These are the positions we pick anymore. They just pick good football players now. I think it changed with Saquon, and it went to Bond, and now it's Jahad Campbell. And Hugh, as I watched all those highlights last night, I started to like see comps and like who he reminds me of.
Who does he remind you of, Joe?
I see a little Navarro Bowman in him, who Fangio had when he was with the 49ers.
He was a hell of a linebacker, man. Now you're a coach. You coach for the Chargers.
Yes. And
he's a hell of a player.
Hell of a player. And let me throw one at you that you may say, oh, wow. I know for me it was, oh, wow. Hugh, when I watched the highlights of him rushing the quarterback, right, when Alabama put him on the edge, he's got some Micah Parsons to him.
Yeah, okay.
The bend around the edge.
Well, he's bigger.
He's bigger, but he has that speed.
That burst.
Because remember, Micah came out. People didn't know Micah could rush the quarterback. It was like a projection. It's kind of like this. But the Cowboys obviously thought he could, and it turned into a home run for them. I wonder if that was in the back of Howie's head. Like, look, the Penn State had these guys, and Alabama is this guy, and we could turn him into this. The more I watch this, and the more I see him, the more I love this pick. 215-592-9494. That is how you hop aboard. All right, let's hear that reaction last night to the draft pick of Jahad Campbell when the Eagles made it at 31.
21 on the big board. Gritty would have been gone a lot higher had it not been for the shoulder injury. He played great all year for Alabama. 117 tackles. Team high, 11 and a half tackles for loss. Five of those were sacked. Think about this football team, the way Hall of Fame GM Howie Roseman has constructed it. Half the starters, half the 22 are from the SEC. Mm-hmm. You like those proven entities, those guys played for the big powers in the SEC. And Jahad Campbell did, as I said, guys, he would have gone much higher had it not been for the shoulder injury.
Yeah, no doubt. I mean, you think about what Philadelphia is doing, and you think that they re-signed Zach Bond, the guy who they got off the street last year, who had an all-pro season and deserved a new contract, and now you bring in Jahad Campbell. It's an athlete, Green. It's another weapon they can add to their defense, which lost some guys up front. They lost Milton Williams. They lost those guys. And so now you add an athlete on the back end, a guy that can roam and make plays in space. It's something to go along with Zach Bond to give them a dynamic duo on the back.
Well, they have a dynamic duo there, and I agree with what they said. If not for the shoulder injury that he had at the end of last season into surgery this offseason, he might have been a top guy. All right, Ian Rapoport says the Eagles didn't just like him. They really liked him because they tried to get up earlier in the draft to get Jahad Campbell. Here's Ian Rapoport last night.
Sorry, this is actually Schefter.
Schefter.
Well, the Eagles tried trading up earlier in the draft to go get Jahad Campbell, and the trade fell through, but they were able to persevere and trade up one spot. A lot of people might ask, why would you trade up one spot? Well, I think it's to block another team from potentially coming up, especially when it only costs you a fifth-round draft pick and you've got 20 picks in the next two rounds to use as ammunition. And now they get a player who, as Mel mentioned, could have gone from 12 to 15. He did have surgery on one of his shoulders. He's going to need surgery on another shoulder potentially after this season. He's got a knee issue as well, but the talent is undeniable, Greeny.
Well, that talent is. All right, so, that, Hugh, that's interesting because we had the report last night as we were doing the show that the Eagles were trying to move up to 23. Remember that story that came out? They were trying to get to the Packers pick at 23.
Yeah.
Green Bay didn't want to trade it. We were speculating on the draft show last night. What were they going up for? Who do they want? Well, Schefter says it was Campbell. So the Eagles sit there, they don't make a trade, and then they make a little one, and they get up one spot. I do wonder if Howie had some intel someone was trying to jump over them to the Chiefs pick, because it's kind of rare to have you just move up one spot. They just moved up one spot to get him.
Yeah, and they made that move, and you know what's funny? Because it felt like when they talked about them trying to move up with Green Bay, felt a little haterish. From the part of Green Bay. Well, from my perspective,
yeah,
I felt like, you know, with everything that's going on with
stuff,
the Tush Push
stuff,
and then, you know, they get their owner up there, you know, long talking
about
how great their organization
is
and all this other stuff, and talking about this the first time we took a receiver in a long time.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody care about all that, man.
No.
So it did feel a little haterish with that going on.
Well, he also went up there and talked about all the NFL championships they won like 70 years ago.
No,
nobody cares, Mark Murphy. All right, 215-592-9494. For your reaction to the pick, like it, love it, or do you not like it? Is the Eagles take Jahad Campbell, a linebacker, but I think we could probably talk about him in not just that context, because he's going to rush the quarterback as well. Kyle, what do you think as the Eagles take Jahad Campbell out of Alabama?
Yeah, I like it. I mean, obviously, an area of need for the Eagles. They needed a guy that could rush the passer off the edge, a guy that sort of fills a similar role to, I think, what Zach Bond does. Looks like he might be the heir apparent to N'Kobe Dean, or, you know, I mean, even the immediate apparent to N'Kobe Dean, depending on how severe his injury is. Interesting that he was sort of, I guess, like maybe around like 10 to 12 on a lot of people's draft boards, but, I mean, clearly he must have fell for a reason. The shoulder injury seems like it's a very real thing.
Well, and Schefter also said knee in that cut we played.
Yeah, so, I mean, obviously a little bit of injury concerns, and a lot of teams did pass on him, but, you know, I mean, like, I don't dislike the pick at all. It's I'm in on it, I would say.
I'm very in on it. I think he has a chance to be a special player. But Kyle, I mean, Hugh, Kyle brought up something that's real, right? Like, there's a reason he fell, and it's not because of talent. Because I haven't seen one person, like not one expert, that says, "Nah, he's not that good." Like, they all say he's really good. There's obviously something physical, I think now the question is going to be, when is he ready to play? I don't think he's hurt immediately. I mean, I don't think he's hurting this moment, but he had surgery this offseason. Is he going to be ready to play when training camp opens, or is this more of like a slow play for his rookie year?
Well, I think with the excitement surrounding him and the immediate need at that position, I think that they feel that he is going to play this year. You know, I don't have anything to base that off of. I'm just thinking about what we lost in the offseason.
Yeah.
And the fact that we already have a linebacker that's injured, that's looks like he had a chance to talk to Ashland last night, said he's coming along fine as far as his injury is concerned.
N'Kobe?
Yeah, N'Kobe Dean. I said, yeah, thanks. So I'm assuming he's going to play this year, and I think everybody else is too. I think the Eagles organization is thinking that he's going to play this year.
215-592-9494. All right, today is a day to react with us as the Eagles draft a linebacker in the first round, Jahad Campbell out of Alabama. Like it, love it, or don't like it? Where do you come down on the Eagles' first-round pick? It did catch a lot of us off guard, just because I don't think we thought of him before last night as maybe the way the Eagles view him. So I'm looking at the draft board, and we're looking at the available players, and we see linebacker. I'm like, well, they re-signed Bond. They still have Dean here. You know, they need an edge rush. They need a defensive tackle, a safety. But the Eagles might view this kid in a way different way than, you know, kind of just putting him in that box. Chris in Middletown is up on WIP. Hey, Chris.
Happy Pop the Champagne Corks Day, man.
Oh, you're feeling that good. Good morning, Chris. What's up?
Back-to-back Super Bowl champions already. Call it.
Calling on April 25th. Call it.
Kyle and Joe, you owe Mr. Pop-Up Douglas an apology. All I heard yesterday was a whole lot of people saying that he was going to fall asleep and give him a hard time. Mr. Douglas, I didn't see you fall asleep.
I did.
Saw you.
Hold on. Do you know how grumpy he was to start the show today? That's a lack of sleep.
Mm-hmm.
I'm grumpy.
Well, you were mad at the people wearing Chargers jerseys.
You started popping off as soon as the show started.
I mean,
don't I pop off every day?
I know, but this one, you had some bass in your voice today.
I had a little bass.
That was pop off grumpiness.
I just found it irritating.
You. Showing them the receipts.
I was up.
Well, I know he was awake.
I give you that.
There were reports from people there that Hugh looked a little tired.
Oh, he did. Oh, yeah.
Well, I was. You know what? You know what I did, though? This is what I did, Chris and everybody. I bought, like, about 4 packs of Rainbow bubble gum.
Okay.
And I was chewing the gum the whole time.
Okay. That's how you stay awake?
That's what keeps you up awake.
Well, I'm chewing. You know, chewing. I'm oral fixated, so I was chewing.
That's what I forgot about that.
Yeah, so I was chewing. I was chewing. So, yeah, I was good.
Yeah, that's a real pop-up. All right, go ahead, Chris.
Hugh, before I want to move on here, but Hugh, I do want to give you, in all seriousness, I love the story when you talked about going at the All-Star game, and they were teasing you about your bag.
Oh, man, yeah.
Rushing the quarterback the entire day.
Yeah.
It was a great story. That
was awesome.
His garbage bag that he brought.
It was equivalent to a garbage bag, totally honest. It was.
And
then
you had the old-ass Riddell, you know, shoulder pads. But it was all good stuff. Guys, tonight, Hugh, tonight's your night, because you know who they're going to go get.
You think they're going to get him tonight?
He's on the board.
He's still there.
I know.
I already got my text lined up. Like, hey,
it's in the drafts.
Hey, big head, how you doing? See, we drafted your nephew.
I didn't know if you heard, but I'm an Eagles Hall of Famer. You know, I got my name hung up there.
No, I know Joy. I know Joy. I know Joy.
Yeah. So
not
guys,
like I want to. But I know her.
as for our pick in Jahad, Joe,
Joe, she's grown, Joe. She's grown. She's grown. She's a grown woman.
I didn't say she's not.
I'm just throwing it out there.
And you're
because
a grown
I know
man.
People talk about that sound creepy. She's a grown woman. She's grown.
She's fully grown. And
fully
I got,
grown.
I got you. Chris, what are you thinking?
I'm sorry. I pulled him down that rabbit
hole. Yeah, but you did. This is totally your, Chris, it is totally your fault. All right, let's talk about Jahad Campbell.
Jahad. So we got our Micah, Joe. You know, this guy's exactly, you guys hit the hammer or hit the nail right on the head with the hammer. This is exactly what Vic Fangio likes. This guy is extremely versatile. You're not going to just see him lined up at linebacker. You're going to see him lined up all over the place. I look at him as like a Clay Campbell type of player, and that's what they're going to do. They're going to use his versatility. He's going to be all over the field. This guy is going to be a total, total stud. Guys, what you're witnessing last night was Howie drafting the NFL's Defensive Rookie of the Year. This guy is going to have a monstrous year. He's going to be an absolute stud. And Howie season just opened up. Day one, Howie has already hit pay dirt. Kyle was going to try, but it ain't going to happen. We got our guy. We got Jahad. Let's go.
Good stuff, Chris. Was he going to chant Jahad?
I think he's tired.
Hoping so.
He's tired.
He's cooked.
J-I-H-A-A-D. There's a double A in there. Yeah, he could have pulled it off. Yeah. He's just tired.
He was tired. Yeah. A lot of people stayed up late last night because if you noticed, there's a lot of kids in there that should have been at school today. Mm-hmm. They didn't go. And as soon as the Eagles drafted, they cleared that spot
they
out
did.
Quickly. They got out of there.
I actually forgot the Chiefs picked after the Eagles. I didn't pay attention.
And Ike was so excited. He got mad at me because I'm trying to go. And Ike was like, listen, I'm going to have my moment. I didn't know they were not on the air today. So that's why he had to take that. And you know what?
And they took a linebacker. I mean, it's his moment.
And I forgot. I apologize for that because that was my man's moment. I'm kind of like a linebacker. I had a linebacker designation. Even though I ain't dropping the covers too much.
Yeah, you're a make-believe linebacker.
No, but I got an interception. Did I get an interception in his career?
I don't know.
He probably did. I take that back.
I would guess he did.
Yeah, he did. I was trying to
I can't picture the way we play yours all the time.
I was trying to peacock around like I got one before him. But
he's a real linebacker. Yeah, you were make-believe.
He's definitely a real linebacker.
Yeah, and there's no question. All right, 215-592-9494. All your phone calls up, your reaction. Where do you come down on the Jahad Campbell pick? The Eagles select him at Alabama with the 31st pick. Like it, love it, don't like it. I love it. I think the Eagles swung big. It's a potential home run. I love his versatility, the fact that he can rush the quarterback. And that he could be there with Zach Bond in the middle and just cause havoc for opposing offenses. All right, we'll react with you here. Plus, we'll get to the other side of this, the other part of Jahad Campbell, the reality of his injury and the timeline for when he'll heal and when he'll be on the field for the Eagles. And you'll hear what Campbell had to say about joining the Philadelphia Eagles. 215-592-9494. It is the Midday Show on Sports Radio 94 WIP.